Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. This week we'll have part one of our interview with racing legend Merle Bettenhausen. Tune in August 17th for part two. We'll also hear from Paul Gilland from Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers. We'll hear from Mark Daniels from the Mastel Brothers Touring Series about their two-day event coming up August 16th and 17th, and a little more from our friend Speed at Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at cookiesbbq.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at cookiesbbq.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
Napa Know How. Why should you get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for $15.99? Because the dog days of summer are just as hard on your engine as they are on you. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for just $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/19.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to talk to retired race driver Merle Bettenhausen. And Merle, a few years ago, I had the pleasure to read the book about your family's racing history called Go. What a great story.
That was done by Carl Hungness back. I think most of the interviews took place in the late 70s, and I believe it was published in 81 or 82. And yes, it was a good story. And of course, there's a new one out that came out in 2015. It's called The Bettenhausen, The Racing Legacy, and it's more of a pictorial table book with 370-some pictures of my dad when he started to his career, and then Gary's career, my career, and Tony's career. So it's a nice book.
Your dad, Tony Bettenhausen, was the youngest of eight and grew up on a farm. But due to the untimely death of your grandfather, he really was not interested in spending his days farming. He really wanted to race.
What happened with my dad was, story goes that he was 18 months old when my grandpa, his dad, was out picking corn with a horse and wagon, and something frightened the horse, and it reared up, and it kicked him in the stomach, and he died of a ruptured appendix 7 or 8 days later. And so every time my dad went out in the barn and he saw a horse, it just kind of reminded him of a horse took his dad away from him. So at the same time, we're talking about 1920 in that neck of the woods. My dad was born in 16. And so the cars were becoming more and more popular. And so he only went to school through sixth grades, but he just read up everything he could about the car and the engine and all aspects of an automobile. And it just kind of intrigued him. And as he got older, he heard of what they called midget auto racing at Riverview Park in Chicago and started going down there, became a fan, and then the more he watched, the more he became interested, and that was the end of the farm and the beginning of auto racing.
Your dad had an amazing racing career and was highly respected by other drivers. Everybody I read up on in racing history respected Tony Bettenhausen. He died at the age of 44, actually trying to help a friend qualify his car for the Indy 500.
Probably his best friend in racing was Paul Russo. They had known each other for probably 20, 25 years. In fact, we lived on a farm then at that time, and we were farming 500 acres, and we put a corn dryer system in. My dad was working for the Champion Highway Safety Program. He was visiting schools in Wisconsin, might even been some in Minnesota. I can't quite remember, but we're talking the fall of 1960. And Paul Russo came and stayed with us and helped supervise the corn dryer system and a gigantic elevator leg that we put in at the farm. And my dad was on the road doing this Champion Highway Safety Program, and Paul lived with us for, I think it must have been probably December and January. And so Paul was more like a brother than he was a friend. And, of course, in 1961, my dad was driving the Autolite lay-down race car, and he had tested it the summer before and really thought that the car was special, and he was, well, 1 to 3 mile an hour faster than the most guys in practice leading up to the 1961 Indy 500. And it was on Friday, Paul came up to my dad and asked him, he said, you know, Tony, I know you're going fast, but I'm kind of stuck at about 143, 144 mile an hour. And so my dad took the car out and made three laps, and the third lap he was like over 145. Meanwhile, my dad had been practicing right at the magic 150-mile-an-hour mark, and they had never surpassed that. And my dad went 149.7 with seven or eight other race cars on the track. So my dad, loving Paul Russo, and as I said, more of a brother than a friend, jumped in the car and made those three laps, and there was a suspension part that wasn't safety-wired or cotter-keyed, and when he came off the fourth corner after the third lap, the actual observers, and I didn't find this out till probably my dad was gone 15, 20 years, they actually saw something fall off the race car. And when they did, they yelled down to the main control tower, and they put the yellow flag out. Meantime, my dad is traveling down the front straightaway at probably 170, 180 mile an hour. And when he saw the yellow flag come out, he immediately got on the brakes, and he was just about to start finish line. And when he got on the brakes, because of the suspension part that had fallen off because it wasn't cotter keyed, the car did an abrupt right turn and hit the wall, and my dad flipped on top of the wall and died instantly. And so that was on May 12, 1961. So we lost our great father at that time.
At that time, you were 17 years old when your father was killed. What do you remember about that period in your life?
I remember that the actual incident, I was a senior in high school, and Gary was out of school, and so my sister and I were both in Carl Sandburg High School in Orland Park, Illinois, and we were supposed to leave the minute we got home from school and go to Indy for qualifying the next day. and we were in the seventh period, I believe. It was swimming, and somebody came in and said, "Merle, you're needed in the office." Well, another hour of school, and we're out, and we're going to Indy, and my dad's the best, fastest car, and so we were in a pretty high moment of jubilation at that time. And then another fellow came back a second time and said, "Merle, you're needed in the office right now." So this teacher walked back down to me, and just about the time I got to the main office, I saw my cousin standing there, Milford Bettenhausen. And then I looked inside and I saw my sister, and he said, "Your dad had a bad accident, and he's gone." And so that was the way we found out. And it had been a really terrible wet spring that year, and here it is, May 12th, and we hadn't turned a wheel in the fields yet. Tinley Park, Illinois, is southwest of Chicago. So I remember after my dad's funeral, standing and looking at our fields and thinking, "Oh my God, we got 540 acres, and we haven't started yet." So it was Gary and I, and so we got to work. And I don't think a day goes by that I don't think of my dad, even at now at age 75. So he was quite the father, and taught us do it right or don't do it at all. So it was a bumpy road, but you know, he taught us fast. He taught us. He was very, very sincere, and tried to make his point across, right from wrong. And you know, the older I get, the more I think maybe it was because he never knew how long he was going to be around to teach us, and so we had a crash course on growing up, and became a man a little quicker than most people do, because if you do your research in history, you find out that back in the 50s and 60s, that if a race driver lived to be 38, he was pretty well, had dodged a lot of bad incidents in his life. And my dad was 44, and we had just almost figured that he got through it, and that God had a magic light shining on him, and he was going to be something very special and live forever, as we recall that. But if he just one of his best years in racing was the year before, 43, and that was just unheard of, to be racing that old, you know, back then, with the types of cars that we had.
In 1965, you were drafted into the Army, and you are still active to this day as a local VA volunteer.
Gary got married young, and anybody that remembers the mid-60s, you either were a full-time student, you were married with a child, or you went in the Army or military of some sort. And we had had the farm, and we farmed from 61 through 64, and I didn't want to be a farmer. I wanted to be a race driver. And so we sold all the farm machinery, and the actual farm was 60 acres. We cash rented and sharecropped the other acres when we had 540. And so we sold the farm machinery, and I got drafted on March 16th, 1965. And because I didn't want to be married and I wasn't going to school, I didn't have any choice. And so I went in the Army and did my 2 years, and then got out of the Army in 1967 and started racing midgets. And that got the ball rolling. But the older I get, and I think most veterans feel this way, is the more attached you become to this country, and the more proud of yourself you are if you had the opportunity to donate some of your life towards this great country we live in. And so I retired in 2010 and had a friend that was heavily involved with the VA hospital in Indianapolis, and he had met me, and we had spent time together, and said, "I think, Merle, being you're a veteran, you might fit in pretty good at the hospital." So I started in, I think, August of 2010, and have never missed a Monday while I'm in Indianapolis doing my thing at the VA hospital. I do visitation and just go room to room saying hi to the vets, and then I'm involved in a group of called Vet to Vet for fellows that have problems, whether it's PTSD or drinking problems or whatever, and we meet, and just kind of discuss everybody's situation, and hopefully when other veterans hear that they're not the only one that has this particular problem, they realize that it's something that most veterans that were in combat go through, and you've just got to find yourself and figure out how to get through it.
A friend of mine gave me a stack of USAC newsletters from the mid to late 60s. The name Merle Bettenhausen is all over those letters in the midget standings. How did you get started in racing after the Army?
Kind of a funny story. I got out of the Army in March, and there was a race we had at Lubbock, Texas. And Gary had crashed at Phoenix, and we fixed the car, and we were driving down to Lubbock, Texas. We had a crew cab Dodge truck and had a race car in the back, and we'd done an all-nighter or two before that, getting the car ready. And so I was driving, and we got down to Lubbock, Texas, and I had a helmet and carried a uniform with me, and just, you know, you're always hoping. I had done some modified racing while I was in the Army and at Lawton, Oklahoma, where Fort Sill is. And so I had a little bit of experience, and we're there and walking around, and someone said, "Hey, Merle. This Walter Allard is a Chevy 2 midget, and he's looking for a driver." So I went over and introduced myself and ended up driving his midget. And we ran, I think it was 10th the first night and 11th the next night. And the ironic thing is my first night I drove a midget was the first midget feature that Gary won. So I remember he lapped me going around the outside, and he took his finger and looked over at me and waved at me, and I don't think he was yelling at me. I think he was saying, "Keep going, don't crash, kid." So, but that was the start. And Gary was driving for a fellow named Bob Nowicki, who had had midgets over the years, and Bob Tattersall had driven his car for a number of years, and they split. So Gary started driving for Bob Nowicki, and they had another car that was in a warehouse in Detroit, Michigan. And so Gary, having just won his first race, was gaining some, racing ability that first people didn't think he had. And so he convinced him to go get the other midget out of the warehouse. And so Gary and I would go for Bob Nowicki in 1967 after I got out of the Army. And that was the start, and just, go for him for about a year, and then we separated, and I won my first feature in September of 1968 at Indianapolis Raceway Park.
When I looked through those old USAC newsletters, the level of talent that you were racing against at every single event is amazing. Do you ever think about what an accomplishment it was just to get a single win in that era, let alone be competitive consistently?
When you step in and you've got guys like Bob Tattersall and Mel Kenyon and Mike McGreevy and Don Meacham, and, you know, the host goes on and on, where at any particular race, you know, there's 10, 12 guys that could win the race. And you just say, well, maybe if I can run 10th, I'm really doing good because I'm better than two of those guys. But it just, I think in life sometimes you evaluate yourself against your competition, and when you're racing against the best competition, as you get better, you realize that, hey, I'm not going to drive 500 miles and find guys that are better than I am. And so I think you develop more confidence because you're racing and beating the best. And if you learn by your mistakes, you should get better, and that's just what I tried to do, and I had a fair amount of success.
You also had a chance to race in Australia and New Zealand. How did that all come about?
That's a funny story. You know, I won my first race, and as I said, in September of 1968. God, that can't be 51 years ago, but it is. Oh, man. But every year they would invite two drivers to go down to, first you go to New Zealand, and then you'd go to Australia. You race about 4 weeks in New Zealand and 6 weeks in Australia. Auckland was the focal point of New Zealand racing, and we'd go down to Christchurch also. Well, they wanted Gary because Gary had just really become a superstar in 1968. And so they wanted him to go down. Well, he kind of was made a somewhat of a commitment, but then things happened, and I don't remember exactly what, but here in November he said, I can't make it. I've got this other situation happening. And he said, well, why don't you take my kid brother? Well, they were kind of at the deadline time. So they asked me, and I said I could go, and I was going down with Bob Tattersall. And Bob had been the reigning champion down there for like the 10 years previous to that, and he was a household name in New Zealand and Australia. So I went down there, and I didn't have my own car. I drove local cars, and they finished two races out of maybe 12 or 14, but luckily the promoters felt a little guilty about me not being in quality equipment and thought they owed me a second chance. And so I went down the next year with a midget that belonged to Harry Turner out of Chicago. Literally, I probably won 9 out of 12 races. It was just like a dream come true, and I actually dethroned Bob Tattersall that year, and just was a big, big boost in my confidence and ability, because when you learn to win, there's nothing better, because a lot of guys never learn what winning is about, and you know, they're bridesmaids and different thing, and there's just a different psychic when you win a group of races. So I did that. That was, of course, first year was 68, 69, because you go down December and come back in March. So I went 69, 70. Then I went 70, 71 and drove a car owned by Ed Linosky out of Michigan, and had not quite the same success, but enough that I was now the boss man of Down Under. And about the same time, I was, you know, I had 4 or 5 years experience, and I'd driven some Camp Dirt cars, Silver Crown cars, as they're called now, and was hoping to maybe get an Indy ride. And so I declined to go down the next year, and Larry Rice was my replacement, and he had great success. So then I got married in 1971, and I was just trying to be the best I can be.
Access doors are a pivotal component of your business. Whether you operate a factory, repair shop, commercial garage, fabrication facility, restaurant, or warehouse, undependable doors obstruct the smooth flow of your operation. Powerlift doors adapt to all opening sizes and will easily meet your special operational requirements. The straightforward, clean Powerlift design eliminates the myriad of moving parts found in ordinary doors. We offer a range of auxiliary power systems to ensure your Powerlift door operates seamlessly in the face of power outages and other emergencies. Working together with you, we will create the Powerlift solution best suited to the demands of your enterprise. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, in insured, and offering free estimates.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers. And Paul, I spotted an ad earlier this season. Don't neglect the toys. Pour in the power, protection, and added performance. That's what Justice Brothers products are designed to do. Protect your investment and make them perform.
Absolutely, Clayne. That's one of the claims that we've done for many years, is to help protect the valuable boat, tractor, motorcycle, snowmobile, whatever the case may be, watercraft, so that it runs smooth, cool, lasts longer, and you don't have to worry about breakdown. That's one of the things that we can definitely help with the buyers of our product and the owners of the boats and snowmobiles and what have you. But yes, that is one of the better ads I like too as well.
Earlier this year, we lost a big part of Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers. Your father, Glenn Gillen, passed away. I think just about everyone involved in Minnesota racing has a Glenn Gillen story to tell, and I'm sure you heard a lot of those from people who knew and respected your father and what he stood for.
Absolutely. Dad was well known in the racing community with years of working with the sprint cars as the Midwest Sprint Association president with Dick Carpenter, plus campaigning car through there for many years, and going on further to sponsor many different sprint cars as well, of the likes of Terry McCarl, Craig Delansky, the Kuba brothers, on and on and on. Yes, it was a big loss for us as well as the racing community. Dad was very well liked, never heard a negative word come out of his mouth. He was very positive all the time and really enjoyed the racing community. Had a lot of friends that he made through the year at Knoxville, Jackson, Cedar Lake, many different racetracks, the Minnesota State Fair. So we miss him dearly, and I know that there are others that have good memories of him as we do, because that's what carries us on each and every day, is those wonderful memories that we had of racing and family events and what have you.
In June of 2019, Midwest Racing Connection, Dan Plan had a great tribute to your dad. What are your memories of the 1995 Minnesota State Fair race victory with driver Bobby Gill driving your dad's ASA Pontiac?
Sure. Well, it was kind of odd that that was the first year that I did not go to the State Fair. I did go to Brainerd International Raceway to watch our other car race, our Super V race, who did quite well. Steve Thompson did win that event. But I remember that was for the early years of cell phones for us. So I remember Dad calling and saying that we won. It was very hard to imagine that we actually had pulled it off, because this was a milestone for my dad. As a young boy, my uncle took my dad to the Minnesota State Fair race. And he said, "Someday I'm going to win this race." And, of course, my uncle laughed and said, "Yeah, I imagine you just might." And lo and behold, he did. But we were so surprised that at the after party that we did have at a local country club, and bringing all family and friends together, and Bobby was just such a Southern hospitality man. He was so nice to Dad and just a great guy. And Jim Daly setting up the car, and people like Steve Coquelin and those that helped out with that. It all came together so nicely, and it was a memory that will never be forgotten.
Next Saturday, August 17th, the racing community will be honoring your father at the Jackson Motorplex. This is going to be an incredible night featuring the Mastel Brothers Touring Series, which also features Anna Kuba, who drives a Justice Brothers Gillen Enterprises-sponsored non-wing sprint car.
Absolutely. We felt it right that we give at least one day tribute to my father for all the thing that he's done for the racing community. And Jackson is one of the racetracks that we did race at years ago with Bob Hopp in the Sprint Car Series there. A very nice track. I always remember it for the Jackson 360 Nationals back then, that which drew quite a few people. But we just want to let everybody know that for all that knew my dad and, you know, related to the Justice Brothers or Gillen family and extended family, we would sure love for you to come and do a little bench racing, talk a little shop, but just enjoy a great night of sprint car racing at a wonderful facility in Jackson.
Paul, your dad put his heart and soul into his business and could not have left it in better hands, because I know you will carry on the tradition of face-to-face, stand-behind-what-you-sell type of business.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say, Clayne. I was very close to my dad, always listening to what he said and trying to, of course, remember each tidbit of information of how to treat people, how to run a business, and just how to, you know, make sure that each day that you're thankful for what's been given to you and not look at the negative side. Too many times these days we see only the negative of things, and there's so many positives out there. And Dad was always looking for that ray of sunlight, which he always found. And I hope that I will do my best to keep the company going in the right direction. We got 47, 48 years in the business now. It's just a pleasure to be able to take over the reins from my dad, who did such a wonderful job. But I sure look forward to the years to come and to keep helping the customers with many different products.
And it's pretty cool today having one of the Gillen family on with one of the Bettenhausen family. A lot of history there.
You know, I did meet one of the Bettenhausens years ago at SEMA. Ed Justice Sr. introduced me to him. But I do remember the early days of Gary Bettenhausen and looking at pictures of him racing in the many different USAC races and the Champ Car races. He was most definitely a threat to anybody back then and was a heck of a driver, and then to go into Indy as well. Just what a wonderful man.
Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers carry products that increase performance, prevent wear, and protect your investment, whether it's at home, on the track, at the farm, or at your industry or commercial business. If they'd like to find out more about your products or would like to arrange a visit from your staff, what is the best way to do that?
Sure. There's two ways. One would be you can go to our website at www.justicebrothers.com, or please give us a call at 952-934-7354. We'd love to see you. We'd love to come out and show you what we have for you to help you with your daily issues and to help your customers.
Paul, it's always a blast to have you on the Dirt Show. You have so much racing history, and I can't wait to see you at Jackson next Saturday, August 17th.
Clayne, thank you so much, and appreciate you letting me come on the show. And yes, we do look forward to seeing everybody down at Jackson.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care Products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Mark Daniels from the Mastel Brothers Touring Series. And Mark, it's pretty exciting. A two-day event coming up. You're going to be here in southern Minnesota back-to-back, August 16th and August 17th. August 16th, you're going to be at Chateau Speedway. And Mark, it's been a few years since the non-wing sprint cars have been at Chateau.
That's right. 2016 was the last time the non-wing cars were there, and they put on a great show, and Rick Combs won that one, and we're excited to be back there.
That is a great little track for sprint cars. They really put on a show. I know the last time they were there, the fans were really excited about it. We've got a bunch of cars coming. I know you've been getting really good car counts with the Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Yes, this type of class really puts on a great show on the small bull ring tracks. We just had a race last Friday in Princeton, and we had 17 cars there, and Ryan Bowers won that one, and it was a tight race the whole time, and they put out a hell of a show on these small tracks. So we're looking forward to being on another one at Chateau. It's a third-mile track, and I know that one will be a great show also.
With the two events back-to-back, that brings in more guys because they can race two nights in a row. You're heading out to Jackson on Saturday night, August 17th, and this is also the Gillen Memorial, so it's going to be a very special night at Jackson.
Yes, it will be, and it's a rare Saturday night at Jackson. So that's going to get some cars over that typically can't get off work Friday and get there because it might be a long haul. We've got some interest from the Wisconsin wingless drivers where they'll just come across I-90 and go to Chateau and then go to Jackson. So a few of the drivers have been at Jackson and they really like the facility there. So with the two-day show, it will attract some of those drivers along with the Minnesota drivers and the Jackson drivers will come over from Jackson to Chateau. So I think got good interest and got a good variety of cars from different organizations. So it should be an exciting night.
And you also have a great points battle going on up front in the Mastel Brothers Touring Series points.
Yes. Jake Kuba took the lead last weekend at Princeton over Johnny Parsons III, and Brian Roach is in third. Anna Kuba is in fourth. And she unfortunately had to take the night off at Princeton, but she's still in the hunt, and along with Brandon Halverson from Jackson is in fifth place. So we've got a tight points battle there and should come down to the last race on Labor Day weekend down at Jackson.
Mark, if they'd like to find out more about the Mastel Brothers Touring Series and these two events, August 16th at Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota, and August 17th at the Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can find us either on Facebook, Mastel Brothers Touring Series on Facebook, or you could go to our website at mastelsprints.com and get the schedule there, and you can look at the points battle on the website that we have our schedule up for the remainder of the season. So two ways to get in touch with us, and we're looking forward to this Chateau Jackson weekend.
Mark, thank you for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you, Clay, for helping promote the series, and you've been a big help, and there's been a lot of interest this year, and we're already looking at a schedule for next year, so we're excited about it. So, again, thanks, and to all the fans out there, thanks for supporting us, and we'll see you at the races.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag, you can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings and Speed. You have so many great products on the market. When I think summertime, you think tacos, taco salad, taco dip. If you're heading out to the races and you want to have something great during your tailgate party, you've got a great recipe for taco dip.
It's really a pretty simple one, Clayne, but mighty tasty. If you don't get it wrote down, just email me, speed@cookiesbbq.com. Just say you want the cookies taco dip recipe, and I'll email it back to you. But what you do is you take an 18-ounce bottle of cookies taco sauce and dip, and it's available in all the Hy-Vees and Fairway stores. 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened. 1 can of refried beans, a 16-ounce can. 10-ounce package of Colby Jack cheese, or just straight Colby cheese shredded. 3 large tomatoes, and boy, I'll tell you what, tomatoes coming out of the garden now are to die for. 2 bunches of green onions, then a small can of sliced black olives. And what you do is you mix the cream cheese and cookies taco sauce together until the mixture is real smooth. And then on a 12-inch platter, spread that evenly with the refried beans. Then put the cream cheese mixture over the top of that. And then layer it with the shredded cheese, tomatoes, green onions, and black olives. And then just serve that like with those corn chips that are pretty heavy duty. And you want to chill it a little bit before serving. I think it's better. But you got a nice layer of refried beans, then the taco sauce and cream cheese, and then all those other goodies on top of that. Makes for a great platter to take along. You can just make it at home and cover it with saran wrap and go to the races or picnic or whatever you're doing. Take that with you and a bag of corn chips, and by golly, you're in for a tasty treat, Klein.
Speed, what I really like is you always have recipes that are simple, easy to make, quick. And if you want to find more of these great recipes to try out this summer, what's the best way to do that, Speed?
Just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and click on recipes, and boy, there's all kinds of great ones in there.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha, Klein, and stay out of trouble and behave yourself.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0800. 892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Lou Faggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FaggersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasoning.
Arlington Raceway was racing Wednesday night, July 31st in the IMCA Hobby Stock A Main. Corey Probst over Brad Becker. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf. And in the Stock Car Shootout for the Sibley County Fair, it was Derek Green over Matt Speckman. Last Thursday night, August 1st, the Dirt Nights Tour was at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. In the 30-lap A Main, it was Richie Gustin over Jeremy Mills. In the Sport Mod A Main, Jared Baumeister over Carter Shumsky. In the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen over Bryce Summerfield. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Oliver Monson. And in the Stock Cars, Devin Smith over Derek Green. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was racing last Thursday night, August 1st. In the A Modifieds, Shane Sabraski over Justin A. Strike. In the B Modified, Shane Halopka over Tim Canton. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Matt Halls. In the Pier Stocks, Derek Zizey over Bruce Labs in the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Justin Skalitsky in the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Jim Williams, and in the Super Stocks, Shane Sobraski over Jeff Krause. Last Friday night, August 2nd, they were racing at I-94 Speedway in the 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, Dan Ebert over Landon Atkinson, in the B-Modifieds, Cody Lee over Ron Sur, in the Dirt Late Models, Dan Ebert over Cole Schill, in the Economy Late Models, Ryan Sater over Rick Nelson. In the Hornets, Daniel Harstead over Matt Pedersen. And in the Street Stocks, Corey Dykoff over Ryan Sater. We were at Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota last Friday night, August 2nd. In the Outlaw Mini Mod feature, Bobby Rulo over Logan Brown. In the B-Modifieds, Kylie Kath over Jason Vandekamp. In the Peer Stocks, Brady Kronberg over Troy Moss. In the Hornets, Troy Tuma over Bryce Liskow. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Jason Newkirk. In the USRA B-Mods, Caden Kath over Dustin Steinbrink. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Jason Cummins. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was running last Friday night, August 2nd. In the Hornet A-Main, Hunter Miller over Jason Helgeson. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Ryan Olson. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Troy Hovey over Travis Krause. In the USRA Late Models, Alex Williamson over Lance Hofer. And in the USRA A-Mods, Josh Angst over Dustin Sorensen. On night one of the 29th annual 360 Nationals at Knoxville Raceway, Ryan Giles took the A-Main over Aaron Reitzel. On night two of the Knoxville Raceway 360 Nationals in the 25-lap A-Main, it was James McFadden over Brian Brown. Last Saturday night, August 3rd, they were racing at Deer Creek Speedway. In the B-Modifieds, it was Jason Vandekamp over Austin Ellis. In the Street Stocks, Blake Adams over Adam Soltis. In the Super Stocks, Dylan Kramschroeder over Brandon Duhlman. In the USRA B-Modifieds, Jaden Larson over Jared Baumeister. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Josh Angst. They were also racing last Saturday night, August 3rd, at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. In the A-Mod feature, Dustin Bitson over Shane Sobraski. In the B-Modifieds, Travis Engerbritzen over Aaron Blacklace. In the Dirt Super Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Ben Wolden. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Brady Gertis. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sobraski over Trevor Scherer. We were at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa last Saturday night, August 3rd, for the Kossuth County Fair Races and also Hall of Fame induction to see friend Edgar Meyer get inducted into the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum Hall of Fame. In the A-Modified feature, it was Nick Meyer over Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, Nate Whitehurst over Alex Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Bryce Sommerfeld over James Burns. In the Sport Compacts, it was Oliver Monson over Katie DeVries. And in a Stock Car A-Main, Derek Green over Chad Palmer. Last Saturday night, it was a Capitani Classic at Knoxville Raceway. In the 25-lap A-Main, David Gravel over Brian Brown. Sunday night, they're racing at Granite City Speedway. In the 20-lap A-Main, Tyler Keeter over Danny Vang. In the B-Modifieds, Travis Schulte over Ashley Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Kevin Burdick. And last Sunday evening, August 4th, Dodge County Speedway in Kasson held the Thunderbird Open. In the A-Mods, it was Dustin Sorensen over Blake Arndt. In the Midwest Modifieds, Tommy Meyer over Tiana Mathune. In the USRA B-Mods, AJ Hoff over Mark Model. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward making it three times in a row over Dustin Doty. And in the Hornets, Andy Knutson over Troy Tuma.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on, because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat, plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.